The Misties in our audience will no doubt be familiar with what Riff Trax is, but for those of us who may have missed the 1990s, could you give us the short version of what it is, or is there a short version?
Yeah, you know, I've tried to refine it over the years to under 5 minutes. So basically, Riff Trax, we do something like we used to do on Mystery Science Theater 3000, which is to make funny commentary over movies. And that's the long and the short of it. We do it in a couple of different ways, mostly stuff you can download from our site, but we occasionally do these live events that are simulcast to movie theaters around the country.
Well, other than the obvious seasonal reason, why did you and Mike and Kevin pick Night of the Living Dead?
Well, the seasonal reason was right up there. We were looking for a good Halloween movie, and they're few and far between. Hmm. But also because it's really the granddaddy of all the zombie movies. It's really the first movie where zombies, as we kind of know them in popular culture, were, you know, dreamed up. These stumbling, you know, gross half-corpse people who wanted to eat brains. You know, there was stuff kind of like that before it, but George Romero, the director of the movie, the director and writer of the movie, kind of set the rules for zombiedom with this movie.
Right. When people come into the theater, I mean, are they going to see up on the screen a row of seats on the screen with three heads? I mean, what is it going to look like?
Well, you know, we've done a bunch of these shows where I think this is close to our 10th show. I haven't really figured that out, but and the way we've kind of eventually figured it out is that you mostly see the movie. But there's a couple of cameras. It's covered from a bunch of different cameras live. Mm-hmm. And we are on the side of the screen in front of a live audience. And occasionally it'll cut to us, but keep the movie up there. So,
right.
And then we're stacked kind of in little boxes, almost like in the, you know, the opening of the Brady Bunch back in the 70s.
I've always been curious about the process. What has to happen before you guys sit down and record or go on stage in this case?
Mostly a lot of writing, a lot of watching of the movie and a lot of writing. Because we try to make it sound natural, all the lines we do, like they're just spontaneous reactions. But we do write it pretty thoroughly, and we revise it as we go. So by the time it's all said and done, we've watched that movie, you know, close to a dozen times. And become experts in it, for better or worse.
This is not going to be an experience for the film purist, but for those of us that have a good grasp on pop culture, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we hope it's fun, and that's always our goal, is to have a fun and funny event, and really less about, you know, making fun of the movie and proving that it's a bad movie, because we've done a lot of movies that are not very good, obviously, or are pretty laughable. But we've also done some movies at Riff Trax that we like. A couple of years ago, we gave ourselves something called a Riff Trax Challenge, which was to riff one of the best movies ever. So we riffed Casablanca.
Wow.
Just to see if we could kind of put a funny commentary on that without obviously proving that it's a bad movie, because it's a great movie. And it was fun. It turned out more like a celebrity roast than a, you know, just dissing on the movie for 2 hours.
I'm waiting for you guys to do Dog Day Afternoon or The Godfather or something like that. Or have
you know, we've talked for a while about doing The Godfather, and it may yet happen.
Mr. Corbett, I thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you kindly. Appreciate it.